Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1970. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the cattle market following a three-day weekend was quite strong here. September, which is now the front month on the feeder, cattle closed $2.20 higher at $134.60. It went off about $5 to $6 lower than where the August went off the board last Thursday, and so that was thought to be lifting some of the reason for the increase today. But September was 134.60 up 220. On the live cattle, they were about steady to 50 higher here, with October now the front month up 20 at 99.12, significantly lower than what we have been seeing. There is talk that we had some $1 trade here to start the week off, so that was lower than the 103 trade last week. A lot of talk with the Tyson fire on August 9th. People have been trying to hold cattle back, hoping the market would come back. Well, that's actually causing the market to go down because of the increase of market-ready cattle. Box beef at midday was 2 cents lower on choice at $231.75. Select was up 39 at $212.66. Tomorrow, they're expecting 3,500 head at OKC West. So a continuation of some of the lighter runs we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks there in the sale barns. Lean hogs today finished up about 262 out in December at 66 cents, so that was quite strong there for the hogs.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
The grain markets had a really disappointing start to the week, with corn making new contract lows. December corn down 8¾ cents at $3.61. That went through the May 13th low of $3.63¾. So we have some additional long liquidation there. People are really anticipating this late planted crop would have some sort of problems along the way. Hasn't happened yet. We've also have not seen any cool temperatures forecasted to suggest maybe an early frost. So the combination of those two things are really weighing on the grains. Now corn was down 8, beans down 2, wheat 8 to 13 lower, with the most of the weakness coming in the Kansas City wheat. Over the weekend on Sunday, September 1st, we had the both U.S. and China increasing tariffs on each other. So that was kind of the big event economically over the weekend. And then we started this week off with some economic news that manufacturing data in the month of July was the first drop since 2016. So some disappointing news there, has the stock market down 330 points. You add on top of that the issues with the U.S. and China trade tariffs. So everything's just kind of in a negative mood today. We did have a USDA July crush number. And we were expecting about 178.5 million bushels of beans crushed in July. The actual number was around 180 million bushels. So it was a little bit positive there for the beans despite today's weakness. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.